Parshas Matos.
I can't believe it. Ta, look at my shirt.
What's wrong with the shirt? It's a beautiful green shirt.
It's not supposed to be green. It's supposed to be a white shirt. Chesky did the laundry because Mommy's not home, and he mixed up the white and the colored laundry. And now the colored is white and the white is colored, and it's all one big mess. This was my best shirt.
Calm down, calm down. Calm down. He didn't do it on purpose.
But this is my best shirt. This is my Shabbos shirt that I wear L'Kavod Shabbos. Can I wear a shirt L'Kavod Shabbos that has green stripes all over it and a sack that's stuck to the back? Because it wasn't supposed to be...
What's called L'Kavod Shabbos? What's nice in our eyes is not necessarily nice in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's eyes. Do you know that somebody once came into the Chazaynish and on his hat there was a huge...
feather?
Blotch of mud.
Aunt Schultz, I don't mean to be rude, but you have a shtickle, a block of mud on a shtickle of your hat. That's a shtickle dripping down on a shtickle of your nose.
Well, thank you very much. It's just that I was on my way to shul, and the wind came along, and my hat flew up in the air. I chased it over a gate, around a sliding pond, around a well, across the street, up the stairs, down the stairs, and it landed
in the mud.
No, I caught it.
Oh, Baruch Hashem.
And then I started jumping up and down, because I was so happy, and I tripped in the mud.
Oh. Why don't you just wipe it off?
Because on Shabbos, you're not allowed to wipe off the mud.
But your mud... Oh, the Rebbe's coming through.
Do you know who the Rebbe was? The Chazaynish. And when he saw the mud, and the man explained, can't wipe it off on Shabbos. The Chazaynish said, that is the Keser Shel Shabbos. The crown of Shabbos. A Yid holds himself back because the Halacha says you can't do it. That is the most beautiful hat I ever saw.
But, what does that have to do with my shirt?
You're holding yourself back from getting angry. That's what makes a nice shirt.
I know, Ta, but...
Looks like you need another story. Well, you know, in the old days in Yerushalayim, it wasn't like today that you had washing machines and all you had to worry is
not making sure that the white doesn't get mixed up with the colored so your socks don't wind up like green stripes on your shirt.
Right, they had bigger problems.
Bigger problems than mine?
Listen to this. The only way you were able to wash your laundry in those days was to drag the heavy laundry through the winding streets of Yerushalayim over to where the water was. And then in the hot sun, mothers and balabustas and sisters and sometimes maids would work and work and wash the clothes. And then they would have to carry back the even heavier clothes because it was saturated with the water. You know what they did when they got home?
Threw it into the gas dryer.
They didn't have automatic gas dryers in those days.
Oh, I know, Ta. There must have been, like, a handle, and you had to turn it and turn it, right?
No. That's how they made matzah meal. They had to hang it up on strings.
Oh, I once saw a picture like that.
That's right.
Like, you see, like, shirts flapping in the wind, and pants flapping in the wind, and, like, a telescotton flapping in the wind.
That's right, a lot of flapping in the wind.
But, Ta... was there enough clotheslines to go around? Was there enough for all of the people that lived in those small apartments?
Not always. And sometimes there would be little disagreements that turned into big disagreements about who hangs whose clothes on which line.
And didn't the clothes ever get in someone's way?
Well, I remember when I was little... my Uncle Aaron once walked into the house with a pair of pants on his head. He didn't even realize it. That's because
The clothes used to hang too close to each other.
That's right. Uncle Aaron, why do you have pants on your head?
Oh, I didn't realize it. I'll just take it off. Oh, there's an undershirt on my right hand. I'll take it off on my left hand. Oh, who put this sock on? Oh, I guess we'll have to hang the clothes a little further apart.
Well, in this particular complex in Yerushalayim, one of the ladies was not very accommodating.
Who hangs their clothes over here? This is my line! I can't walk through without tripping into someone's tablecloth hanging from the line! Mrs. Citronin Flosser!
Yes?
I told you not to hang your clothes on this line! I have to walk by over here!
But I always... But... I'm sorry. I'll be careful. I'll take it off.
Well, you should!
The next time she went to wash her laundry, all day in the hot sun, and dragged it back, it started to rain and to pour. She didn't know what to do.
What do I do now? Everything is so muddy. I have to drag the wet clothes. Wait, the sun is coming out. I'll just quickly hang it on the line over here. Oh, wait a second. She doesn't want me to hang it over here. I'll just put it here for a minute. I'll run up and get another string and tie it to that tree over there. I'll be right down.
Okay, I have to run to the store. Watch this! Again? She puts the clothes over here? That's it. I'm going to teach her a lesson. I'm going to take this undershirt. I'm going to take the scissors. I'm going to take this towel. And I am going to throw it into the mud! And I am going to jump on it! I'm going to make a kugel!
Okay, here's the new line. Oh, don't worry, I'll be moving the clothes over to... My clothes. What happened to my clothes?
Mud kugel. A new recipe for mud kugel. Lots of Yerushalayim dicker mud mixed with socks. Teach you a lesson. How many times do I have to tell you not to hang it up?
A whole day of work in the hot sun. And my family doesn't have what to wear tomorrow.
I never. Well, that'll teach you a lesson.
I was only running up for a minute to get...
I don't want to hear anymore. Teach her.
Yvay, I'll just lift the clothes. I'll drag it up. Wait till my husband gets home. I'm going to tell him, and he's going to go and scream. All the neighbors suffer from that lady. Once and for all! Wait a second. If my husband comes home and I tell him what happened, and he's going to scream at her husband, and her husband's going to scream at her, and soon everyone's going to start fighting, the last thing Yerushalayim needs is another machlokes. You know what? Here comes my husband now.
Rivka, what happened to the clothes?
Oh, I was schlepping them back, and by mistake, I dropped it in the mud.
This doesn't look like it was dropped in the mud. This looks like more it was like in a cement mixer in the mud.
What happened was all the kinderlach were running home from cheder, and they by mistake ran on it.
You sure?
Yeah. Listen, I'll just have to do over the laundry tomorrow.
You have to slap all the way back to the water all day?
Listen, if you have to, you have to. Shoo. Baruch Hashem, I passed the Nisayon. None of the neighbors are ever going to hear about what happened. This way, there won't be any machlokes over here.
Ta, I have one question on the story.
Go ahead.
If none of the neighbors ever heard what happened, and her husband never heard what happened, how could you be telling me the story? How do we know what happened?
Aha! Wait, my son. This lady...
What was her name? The lady who threw the...
That would be Lashon Hara.
Okay.
This lady who...
Made the mud kugel out of her clothes?
That's right. That night she went in to check on her little baby son.
He doesn't look very good. It looks like he has a fever.
Matis, come here!
What's the matter? What's the matter?
Look, Nebuchadnezzar, baby.
Looks like he has difficulty breathing. Let's run right away to Shari Tzedek Hospital. Dr. Wallach, it's an emergency.
What seems to be the problem?
There's something wrong with our son. His fever keeps rising and rising, and we can't seem to stop it.
Yes, we don't know what this is all about.
And this happened from one moment to the next?
Yeah.
Very strange. Doctors, come over here and help me. This seems serious.
Serious? Serious? I don't want it to be serious. I want it to be funny.
It's not funny at all. You better go say some tehillim. Your child needs Rachmei Shemayim.
Oh no! Our child is in danger! Matis, yo! Why don't you run to the tzaddik of Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld and ask him for a bracha?
I'll do that right away.
Hello? Hello?
Yes?
Rebbe, it's a terrible tragedy.
Calm down. What's the matter? What's happening?
My little baby boy, from one minute to the next, suddenly got this fever that's going higher and higher.
Did you take him to the hospital?
Yes, Dr. Wallach says the child is in Sakhana.
This is very strange. From one moment to the next, Mamish Zerim and Hashemayim. Tell me, did anything happen today at home in your house?
Well, I ate breakfast and I ate lunch.
Did anything out of the ordinary happen?
Not that I know of. What does that mean, Rebbe?
The person sees that Yisurim are taking him over him. He must look into his actions. Do me a favor. Go home and ask your wife if something out of the ordinary happened. This way we'll know what to concentrate on when we do tshuva and we are mispalel.
What did the tzaddik say? What did the tzaddik say? How long do I have to wait for you?
The tzaddik said he wants to know if something out of the ordinary happened today.
Something out of the ordinary?
Well, did something out of the ordinary happen?
No. No.
You don't seem very sure of yourself. This could be a serious business here. I have to tell the tzaddik the truth.
Well, actually, Mrs. Citronenflosser hung her clothes on the line.
And it fell off. You accidentally knocked it off.
Would I do a thing like that?
Oh, shoo.
I threw it off on purpose.
I'm sure you picked it up right away. I'm sure you took care of it.
Yeah, I turned it into a mud kugel.
You did what? Oh, no. I must run back and tell the tzaddik right away. With your permission.
Of course, with my permission. Anything, we have to do tshuva. Anything to save our little boy.
Tzaddik, I'm a little embarrassed to tell you this, but my wife threw off the clothes from a neighbor after she worked the whole day in the hot sun and dragged it, and she did a little recipe turning it into a little mud-covered socks and some potato-flavored onion kugel undershirts, and...
This is terrible. You must run to the Citronenflosser home and ask Mechila at once.
I'll go at once. You must go to the Citronenflosser and ask Mechila.
But I'm so terribly embarrassed. Can you go for me?
What's the matter with you? If you have to go, go.
So please go for me.
I'm embarrassed. I know what. Tzaddik?
Yes?
This may sound like a little bit of a chutzpahdik request, but I'm desperate.
Go ahead. What can I do for you?
Me and my wife were very, very embarrassed. And I'm scared. After what my wife did, they'll throw us out of the house. But maybe, tzaddik, if I could trouble you two.
You want me to go? Yes, I will come.
Oh, tzaddik, I feel so bad taking you here 3 o'clock in the morning.
To bring shalom. Aaron HaKohen would have done this
Save a Yiddish and a Shama. What's the question? I'll knock on the door.
I wonder who's knocking at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, it must be an emergency.
I'll go over to the door. Who's there?
It is me, Rabbi Yosef Chaim.
Who is it?
Sounds like the Rav of Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld.
The Rav of Yerushalayim knocking at our door at 3 o'clock in the morning. What are you going
to
do?
I don't know what to do. I'm so excited. I don't know what to do.
Why don't you open the door?
Good idea. Oh, yes, Rabbi Yosef Chaim, the Rav. I mean, would you like to come in and have a coffee? It's our pleasure always to have you at 3 o'clock in the morning. Let me just move over my nightcap over here. The pom-pom is hanging on my nose. Yes.
Please, a message to your wife. As difficult as it was, ask her, please, to be Michael, the downstairs neighbor.
To be what? Be?
About what happened today.
What happened today?
You don't know what happened?
I really have no... One second. The Rav wants you to be Michael, the downstairs neighbor, about what happened today, which didn't happen. I mean, which, if it's going to happen, you should be... I mean, in case it... What happened?
Oh, I really didn't want to tell you.
My wife didn't really tell me anything, so I don't know what happened.
You mean to say that after all your wife went through, she didn't tell you anything about it?
Oh, Tzaddik, I'm sorry if I did something wrong. It's just that I knew my husband would, well, maybe I knew it would lead to machlokes, so I figured I'm better off not saying anything about it.
Well, Ta, what happened afterwards? Did the boy have a refuah shleima?
Yes, he did. But there's another part to the story. The great Tzaddik of Yosef Chaim was so taken aback by this. An entire day in the sun, dragging the heavy laundry for blocks and blocks. Someone takes it off and mushes it in the mud, and you don't say anything? What do you want a bracha for?
Oh, holy tzaddik, we don't have any children.
This year, you will have a son.
Did they have a son, Ta? Did they have a son?
Yes, they did. And Rabbi Yosef Chaim was the tzaddik. And this son turned out to be one of the great rabbonim of the next generation.
Wow. You know, if not for the fact that the lady threw off the mud and made the kugel, then could be she would have never gotten the bracha.
More important than that, if not for the fact that she knew how to react to it. So you see, when we get very, very angry, we make mistakes. Even Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake. Doesn't Rashi say in this week's parsha?
Oh, I learned it. Kivan shebaal achlal kas, baal achlal tas. Because he was screaming at Elazar.
I don't know if he was screaming, but maybe, according to the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a little bit of anger over there.
He forgot the halacha, and Elazar had to teach them.
That's right, but Elazar didn't answer back.
Why does the Torah say such a thing about Moshe Rabbeinu?
Well, by a tzaddik, even a tiny, 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 pitsy, pitsy little aveira that wouldn't be an aveira for us counts for not really a sin, but a mistake. And anyway, I'm sure Moshe Rabbeinu would be more than happy that Kindlach learned this Rashi so we can learn from this. Well, the bottom line is, when you get angry, the Sifrei Musar says, there's a lot of emotion and power that's pent up, right?
That's right. I wanted to throw Chesky's book out the window in the mud.
And because you hold yourself back, Hashem takes all that power and converts it to bracha and blessing.
So really, this green shirt with the sacks on it is like an opportunity for me to hold back my anger and get all sorts of brachas.
That's right.
Chesky! Uh-oh, I see your shirt with the green spots and the sacks on it. I think I did it in the wrong wash. Are you angry? Angry? Why, this is the nicest shirt I've ever seen in my whole life. Okay.